The basic logic of the FIRE movement. FIRE stands for Financial Independence, Retire Early. Its core idea is to raise the saving rate far above the ordinary level, accumulate enough assets within a shorter working life, then use the cash flow generated by the principal to cover living costs and step away from passive employment. Its calculation core is simple: the higher the saving rate, the shorter the time needed to reach the target principal. For most households, what determines retirement speed is not the absolute level of income, but the share of the gap between income and spending in income. FIRE is not a one-size-fits-all lifestyle. It rests on three premises: controllable spending, stable income, and positive long-term asset returns. If any premise loosens, the timetable must be stretched accordingly. It should be emphasized that FIRE is about financial arrangements and lifestyle and does not constitute any investment guidance. This article does not involve the selection or operation of specific assets, and only compares the trade-offs of different routes from a methodological perspective. Lean FIRE pursues early retirement on a low-cost basis. Its annual spending is usually kept very low, the lifestyle is quite minimalist, and food, clothing, housing, and transport are compressed to the lower limit of a decent life. The advantage is the low threshold, less principal is needed, the working life is shorter, and it is easier to reach the goal at a young age. For people with high spending flexibility, low material desire, and a knack for self-sufficiency, this route is very attractive. The cost is equally obvious. Minimalist spending often means sacrificing certain experiences and a sense of security, such as fewer trips, compromise on housing, and thinner emergency reserves, leaving limited room when unexpected expenses occur. Lean FIRE demands extremely high control over spending and has a low tolerance for error. Once life stages change, such as welcoming a child or needing long-term care for parents, a low-cost plan can quickly lose balance. Fat FIRE is the opposite, pursuing the maintenance or even improvement of the quality of life while retiring early. The annual spending budget is more generous, including flexible room for travel, hobbies, socializing, and family support. Its threshold is clearly higher. Under the same withdrawal assumptions, more principal is needed, the working life is usually longer, the demands on the income curve are higher, and it often depends on rapid accumulation during a high-income phase. The advantage is a stronger sense of security, a thicker buffer, more ample room to maneuver through market swings or family changes, and a retirement life closer to full autonomy. The risk is building the target lifestyle on expectations of sustained high income. If income is interrupted or slows, the generous plan needs to shrink quickly, and the psychological gap is larger than starting from a low base. The essential difference between the two routes. On the surface, the two routes differ in the spending budget. In essence, they are different expressions of risk preference and life expectations. Lean bets on the maintainability of low needs, while fat bets on the reliability of high reserves. Both are valid, but they suit different people. From a leverage perspective, lean's leverage lies on the lifestyle side, amplifying the effect of principal by compressing needs. FAT's leverage lies on the income side, amplifying the speed of accumulation by extending the high-income period. Their common ground is equally important. Both depend on a high saving rate, stable cash flow planning, and sustained cost awareness. Without these foundations, choosing either route is just a numbers game. In reality, most people do not strictly fall into one route but take an interval between the two, positioning the annual budget according to their own career stability, family structure, and psychological tolerance. Hidden costs, healthcare, inflation, and career gaps. The most common misjudgment in early retirement is underestimating the combined effect of medical costs and inflation. The longer the retirement period, the more significant these two variables become, especially when healthcare coverage is imperfect. The career gap is also a hidden cost. The longer you stay away from the labor market, the more your skills and networks erode, and if you need to return to work, the starting salary and opportunities may be clearly lower than expected. Inflation erodes a fixed spending plan gradually. Over a retirement period of 20 or 30 years, Even moderate inflation noticeably shrinks the real purchasing power of the initial budget, so the plan must build an upward room. The response is not to abandon FIRE, but to build buffer layers into the plan, a medical reserve, an inflation factor, and emergency cash each play their own role, tied to annual re-estimation. Middle ground routes, Barista FIRE and Coast FIRE. Besides lean and fat, there are two widely discussed middle ground routes. Barista FIRE means taking a light part-time job after early retirement, subsidizing part of the spending with some income and covering the rest with the cash flow of the principal. Coast FIRE means, after accumulating the principal to a certain threshold, stopping further saving and relying only on natural asset growth to reach the level that covers retirement spending, while continuing to work to cover current expenses in the meantime. The common feature of these two routes is that they reduce the pressure of a single sprint and split the financial goal into staged soft landings. They are especially suitable for people who are unwilling to leave the workplace entirely yet crave time freedom. The cost of middle ground routes is the need for more careful cash flow management. Part-time income is unstable, and threshold calculation depends on long-term return assumptions, so any deviation in one link.